I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. During a recent meeting of the United Nations, India called on Pakistan to stop persecuting religious minorities. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says it's an ironic statement.
India is certainly moving up the ranks in terms of being a country where, with increasing religious persecution, where it is harder and harder to be a Christian. And again, as we've talked about many times, the anti-conversion laws being passed state by state across the country.
India's majority religion is Hinduism. In Pakistan, Hindus often find themselves persecuted by the Muslim majority. In India, Muslims often face persecution. And Christians, who are minorities in both countries, find themselves caught in the crossfire. But people across India and Pakistan are continuing to encounter Jesus. So praise God for these new believers. And Western nations voice concern about extremist groups in Afghanistan. They're accusing the Taliban of not keeping its promises. An Islamic State affiliate increasingly targets mosques and minorities. Secret believers press on despite the risk. Hussein leads Heart for Afghanistan, an initiative of Heart for Iran. He talks often with Christians inside the country. One believer told him, fear gave way to boldness long ago.
He doing evangelism, talking with people around. And I said, please be careful because of the situation and your security. And he said, I'm not afraid of death or persecution because this is what the gospel taught me. It was very encouraging and also it was a challenge for me.
Ask the Lord to protect his followers inside Afghanistan and pray they'll remain faithful despite persecution. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.